It's time for Big Blue Kickoff Live. Only on Giants.com.
Smith back to throw. Has time over the middle. Intercepted by Roll again. Antrell to the 20. Needs a block. Pinball down to the 5. Roll call time. Antrell with back-to-back picks.
Manning back to throw. Steps up. Deep ball down the middle of the field.
He's got Cruz. 35, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants.
Romo drops straight back to throw. Steps up. Gets hit by Canty.
Pass intercepted by Jason Pierre-Paul. To the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants.
There goes Wilson again. Trying to break to the outside. Wilson cuts it back to his right, needs a block, and Wilson's going to go. He's to the 10, 5, touchdown, Giants, 97 yards.
Now, here's your host, John Schmelt.
Welcome to Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com, 201-939-4513, 201-939-4513, hashtag Giants chat on Twitter. Welcome, everybody. Good morning. Hope everyone's doing well. Hope you had a great weekend. A little rainy, I know. Supposed to be nice out, that didn't happen. It's going to rain all week, also fantastic. But there is one good thing going on this week, and that's the OTA starting here at the Timex Performance Center as the Giants get ready for the 2013 football season. So we can go a couple of directions this morning. The question we put out there on Twitter is that how many wins do you think it will take for the Giants to win the NFC East? That's question number one. Question number two, what are you looking forward to in terms of the OTAs, in terms of competition with positions and things of that nature? Now, in terms of question number one, last week we had a chance to talk to three guys that worked for the Redskins, the Cowboys, and the Eagles. And we got the lowdown on how those three teams are looking. And I got to tell you, it reminds me a lot of what the Giants are looking like, to be totally honest with you. They look like teams that have flaws, they have holes, but they also have a lot of talent. The Cowboys' offensive line is a mess. Do they have any safeties? The Eagles' defensive secondary, corners and safeties, a mess. The Redskins, how about the offensive line? Is RG3 healthy? Their secondary not very good. You know, you wonder why the quarterbacks in this division have so much success. It might be that the other teams in the division simply don't defend the pass very well. Or are the secondaries ranked so poorly because they're playing against great quarterbacks? So that's kind of a quid pro quo. But I know a lot of Giant fans are worried about some of the problems the team has. And now this Giants team is not perfect by any means. They have issues. And we know what they are. Even with the addition of Justin Pugh. You know, Chris Knee a year older. Petey with the back last year. Bossel a year older. Will the offensive line create enough running room for the New York football Giants? Will the young running backs and David Wilson and Andre Brown do enough to carry that portion of the New York Giants offense? I think they can. Will Victor Cruz be back in the mix, signing that contract? We'll see. I think he will be. I know it's like an eternal optimist here, but I think these things are realistic expectations. Number three, how about Akeem Nicks? Can he stay healthy? Will Reuben Randall take a step forward? Defensively, will the pass rush make a return? Will Jason Pierre-Paul look like the dominant player of 2 years ago, or will he look like the mediocre defensive end from last year who did nothing the last half of the season? Will Dan Connor be a good run-stopping middle linebacker? Will they find someone to play that Sam spot? Will Jaquan Williams stay healthy at will? Will Corey Webster ever bounce back here? Will Prince Amukamara take another step forward? Can Stevie Brown have a semblance of the season he had last year? Will the Giants find a slot guy? Is Hosley that guy? So Roll can move back to safety and play his natural position. David Wilson, how much will he return kicks? Subsequently, how much will he carry the football? One will affect the other. All questions that have to be answered. So the Giants are a flawed team, but everybody else in the division is too. They're all also very talented with some very good individual players. I mean, you have three good quarterbacks. The Eagles are trying to figure out that position. You have some of the best wide receivers in football in Dez Bryant, Hakeem Nicks, Victor Cruz, DeSean Jackson. And Pierre Garçon's not bad either. You have premier pass rushers like DeMarcus Ware, like Trent Cole, like Jason Pierre-Paul, like Brian Arakpo. So a lot of questions around that NFC East, and I think that's going to be a deal with the tough schedule, the NFC North, the tough division to play, the AFC West, not the toughest division in the AFC by any means, but they have, you know, quality teams. I think the Chiefs will be a lot better. I think the Chargers are always going to be okay with Phillip Rivers. I know people don't like him. I'm higher on Phillip Rivers than other people are. The Broncos, obviously, very good. And the Oakland Raiders, they're kind of rebuilding at this point. And then you got the NFC West and the NFC South, which are both very, very strong, that these NFC East teams are going to have to play these guys. So it's going to be a tough year. And for that reason, I circle back to our original question, how many wins is it going to take to win the NFC East? And quite frankly, I think 10 does it again. I think it's a pattern you've seen the last few years. In the last 3 years, you've seen three different teams win the NFC East, the Eagles, the Giants, and the Redskins. Maybe it's the Cowboys' turn this year. But the point being is that the Giants have enough talent, certainly, to win the NFC East if they play well and stay healthy. And we'll start to see how some of those questions get answered with OTA starting on Wednesday afternoon. 201-939-4513, hashtag Giants Chat on Twitter. Let's start out with Shakes down in Baltimore. Shakes, what's up, pal?
Hey, man. These last few days, I was just listening to the NFC East, just y'all a little preview of it, and the only thing that really is going to kind of scare me is the Redskins. I mean, the Eagles, their speed scares me, but their DBs, their corners, I think that they can be had.
Yep.
The Redskins, I think, is really talented up there with us. But they got some question marks where, though, is RG3 going to be healthy and some more stuff. But I think that with our roster, if we can stay healthy, and even if we don't stay healthy, we have a lot of bodies to recover for anybody that really do get hurt. So I think that we are going to win a division. I'm very confident that we are. I think that 10 wins does win the division, but I think we're going to get 11.
That's going to be tough, Shakes. With this schedule, 11 wins would be very tough.
Oh, I know, because it's like you said in one of the shows, we don't have no Buffaloes in the NFC.
Well, that's the thing. You know, I was joking around last week with that on Friday, and there are just very few teams that have bad quarterbacks in the NFC. And when you have a good quarterback, you're going to be a pretty decent team.
Yeah, pretty much. And NFC is loaded with them. So you're right about that. I still think that we're going to win it, though. I'm confident. I like what Jerry Reese did. Even though I wanted Ogletree bad, but I'm pro Aaron Curry. I really am. I'm pro Aaron Curry. Even though you're not, I can't say that you're not. You just waiting and seeing.
Thank you.
But I'm high on him, man. I think he's going to make an impact. That's my opinion. I wanted to address Charles Woodson. Remember a few weeks ago, I was questioning. I'm like, what happened? I'm like, it was report. And then I got answers. His asking price back then was too high, but now I listen to NFL AM. They saying that they talking about he wants $6 million. Like, you're not gonna get $6 million. You're 37 years old.
definitely not.
If you want to come and win a Super Bowl, like he said he wanted to in the beginning of free agency when he got cut, he said he wanted to come to a Super Bowl caliber team. Come to us or go to Denver. But there's no other teams out there that's going to give you $6 million. You can come for the veteran minimum, win a Super Bowl, go out on a white horse like Michael Strahan. And another thing, why are a lot of Giant fans down on Aaron Ross? I mean, Aaron Ross plays big for us. In our system, he plays big. He can hit. He can cover. He gets burnt here and there, but For the most part, he's very solid.
Yeah,
Shakespeare,
I agree. And I think the problem with Aaron Ross is the expectations fans have of him because he was a first-round pick are very high. So when he's not a shutdown corner. And when you draft a guy in the first round, fans want a shutdown corner. Is he that guy? No, he's not. But he's certainly good enough to be a rotational guy. And you're right, he's great at run support. He knows the system. And I think that's a great depth signing at cornerback. I think he'll be very useful this year.
Yeah, I think that was a big signing, and a lot of people down there, and I don't understand why. I love Ross, man. And I got one question for you before I sign out.
Yeah.
It's a comparison from last year's draft.
Sure.
If now that you've seen both of the running backs play between Doug Martin and David Wilson, and your Jerry Reese last year, do you trade up a couple spots to get Doug Martin, or you stay there and you happy with David Wilson?
Well, let me put it this way. If I had a choice of the two and I'm just sitting there and I'm going to draft one and I'm the general manager, I'm someone that likes the all-around back that can carry it 20 times a game. I would take Doug Martin. That being said, it depends, Shakes, what the cost would have been to trade up. I mean, would I have traded my 3 and David Wilson to get Doug Martin?
No.
I don't know that. Because, David Wilson, I'll have a much better feel for that after this year. When you see what David Wilson does with a full load at running back, where he is the primary back. Let's see what he can do. And if he's as explosive, getting 15 carries a game as opposed to 5 or 6. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I think he's going to have a big year. He's fast. And like me and my pops always say, can't teach speed.
That's true. I appreciate it, Jakes.
All right, man.
Thanks, man. Can't teach height, can't teach speed. That's true. 201-939-4513. Let's stick on our busy phone and say hello to Vic up in Connecticut. Vic, what's going on, pal?
Good morning, John.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
First of all, thanks for the shows last week. Did get a chance to call, but a nice insight into the East from people who cover the teams.
No, I appreciate
really
it.
Nice to hear.
No, honestly, I actually learned a lot about the teams myself. I did my research, but some of the things the guys told me, I was pretty interested about.
Yeah, I was actually taking some notes down about the deficiencies. I think I'll send them off to Coach and let him analyze them a little bit.
So something tells me I think Coach Coughlin didn't have to listen to those to already know those issues, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Yeah.
as far as the NFC East is concerned, it's 10-6 in my opinion, and actually it could be 9-7, and a tiebreaker. Those, as you mentioned, those last games of the season are going to be huge. It could come down to those two games, maybe break a tie for 9-7. I just don't see anybody at 11 wins. Looking at the schedules, looking at the competition, looking at Philadelphia coming up, and hopefully Washington stays at the same level. I really think 10-6 is probably the most you're going to see out of that division. And again, 9-7 could be the two teams with a tiebreaker.
Right.
I could see the division being 10-6 with two teams, and a 9-7 and an 8-8. So it's going to be really close. I just think that there's so much parity, and I agree with you that there's one team's going to come out of the East, because the parity in the NFC East now, I'm sorry, in the NFC in general, is good parity. It's not bad parity. There's a lot of really good teams for the Giants to compete with. I also think that, and I think you kind of said it too, I think this is a really if year for the Giants. I could say the word if 100 times, but I think the couple things that really strike me are, if David Wilson, it turns out to be that number one running back that everybody wants, and, if his backup is just as good, if Nick stays healthy, if Tuck plays well, you can just go on and on and on and on. I'm really looking forward to seeing, most importantly is the development of the rookies, and the additions that we put through this year versus the subtractions, and see where Lease really kind of put guys in and took guys out, and see how they kind of come up and how they play. But I think on defense, Justin Tuck has got to have a good season. He's in a contract year. Last couple seasons have been down for him, so it's going to be a very interesting year. I don't think the Giants have all the talent in the world. There's probably other teams that are more talented, like just throw the 49ers out there and the Seahawks. But I think the Giants will play very well and be very competitive if some of those things happen.
No, look, there's absolutely no question about it. The Giants are talented enough. And look, they've been as consistent as can be over the past four seasons. They've won between 8 and 10 games every single year. Every single year. So I don't think there's any reason to suspect that they wouldn't be in that same area as they have been the last few seasons under head coach Tom Coughlin. The question is, will it be enough to make the playoffs in a tough conference and in a tough division? Will the Giants play well when they have to in the playoffs and at the end of the season if they do happen to get there? And will they stay healthy? Because let's be honest, a lot of the success in the NFL, Vic, has to do with health. And the Giants last year at some key spots were not healthy. And while that's not an excuse, and I'm not using it as an excuse, it certainly didn't help them. I mean, the Cowboys had injuries, the Redskins had injuries, the Eagles had injuries, they all had injuries. But, you know, a lot of times whatever team is healthiest is the team oftentimes that will succeed in the end of the season.
And I think you're right on point there, because I've said that a million times. It's not being about good, it's about being healthy. And last year was the perfect example for the Giants with their secondary coming, you know, going into camp and having what looked to be a very deep, you know, eight deep, you know, lineup, and coming out just hobbling terribly with, you know, Thomas going out and a few others. So, yeah, if they come out of camp healthy, relatively healthy, everybody's going to come out a little bit banged up. They are talented enough, they have good enough leadership, they have good enough coaching, they have good enough leadership in the locker room that they can be a 10-6 team. But it'll be an interesting year, because I think that Jerry Reese put in a lot of additions that are going to kind of cancel what they lost. I'm just curious to see how they all work
out. Well, Vic, I have a question for you. Do you think the Giants are a more talented team on their roster today than they were, let's say, December 25th last year before their Week 17 game?
I actually do. I think I've said this before. I think the additions that they put in place, and I'm talking about the free agent additions, and you want to throw the rookie class in there, I think they are a better team than they were back in December. I like some of the additions that they put into play. Of course, it remains to be seen whether or not these guys pan out or not.
Right.
But my answer would be yes.
Well, there you go. That means the Giants had a good offseason. Vic, appreciate the call.
Thanks,
man. 201-939-4513. And, you know, it's close. I think the Giants will be better middle linebacker. I think Brandon Myers will be a better pass catcher than Martellus Bennett. Not sure he's going to be a better blocker, but a better pass catcher. So I think in some ways the Giants are better. They're probably deeper at corner. Again, we'll see what happens when training camp goes through, and you always take a toll with injuries there. But I think adding Justin Pugh on the offensive line will only make it better. Hakeem Nicks returning at wide receiver. You should be better there. You know, the pass rush, is that better? Losing OC? Hard to make that argument, got to be honest. Should be better against the run at defensive tackle. Add in Jenkins, add in Hankins. So I think the Giants are better in some places, maybe not quite as good in others. No reason they can't win between 9 and 10 games once again. And again, we'll see if that's good enough. And not to, you know, eliminate the first 15 weeks of the regular season, but Giants home versus Washington December 29th could decide the playoffs. Could. Likely. That's why the NFL sets it up that way. 201-939-4513. Len's down in Maryland. Len, what's going on, pal? How you doing?
Hey, John. How are you?
Good to hear from you, Len. How was your weekend?
Good. Well, except for Knicks and Rangers, everything was fine.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are like really upset about the Knicks and everything, and I was bummed. Don't get me wrong. I thought they could have given the Heat a decent run in the Eastern Conference Finals. Probably still would have lost to them. That being said, for Knicks fans that went through 10 years of just, you know, three years of Scott Layden starting this mess, another 4 or 5 of Isaiah Thomas making it worse, and then 2 of Donnie Walsh cleaning it up, I'm going to sit here and be happy and enjoy a 54-win season and a trip to the second round of the playoffs. It's been a long time since the Knicks were able to do that, and I'm going to enjoy it.
You know, the Pacers are, you know, a good team, and we're going to have to wait 2 or 3 weeks to, you know, to find out how hurt was Carmelo, how hurt was Tyson Chandler.
Exactly.
But, you know, If I just think, John, they're better than the Pacers. But hey, it didn't work out that way. The Pacers went out and won it, and hopefully we can get younger and a little more athletic.
Well, Len, I will say this: I think the Knicks are more talented than the Pacers. But I think this year, at least, I think the Pacers are a better team. If you understand my difference there.
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, thinking about waiting until October to see the Knicks, or actually November to see the Knicks, that's a long stretch.
It's a long stretch. Oh, we have football.
Giants. Luckily.
Exactly.
Luckily, we got the Giants to talk about.
Right.
Here we go. You know, John, I'm just a fan, and naturally I carry a bias with me because I'm a, you know, big-time Giants fan. and it's never too early to ask you this question. Is Eli playing this weekend? Because if Eli's healthy, it may take 10 to win the division. If anybody else is in that division going to win it, I think the Giants win 11. And I wouldn't fall over clutching my chest if they got to 12. With Eli at the helm, I think we're really on top of things, John.
All right, well, hold on a second.
I like Wilson. Let me just say one more thing. I like Wilson over Martin. He gives us the explosiveness. It's another weapon for Eli. Not that Martin isn't a weapon, but he's a different kind of weapon.
Yeah, no question.
Wilson takes it home from anywhere on the field, John. Anywhere on the field. And I like that. As many weapons as we can give Eli, I think this team is going to roll. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. No, you said you think the 11, and you wouldn't be shocked if they won 12. Well, I want to break it down. What do you think the Giants will do in the division against their six division rivals? I want to start there with you.
I think they can go 5-1.
Ooh, Len, that is very optimistic. 5-1 in the division. Whew.
Listen, this is a better team than we finished the season with, to answer the same question that you asked, you know, the last caller.
I think we lost Len there for a second. Len, call us right back, and I'll put you right back up. Sorry about that. I think I hit the wrong button on the phone. 201-939-4513. 201-939-4513. Now let's go back to our phone to say what's up to Ed and Merrill. Len, again, call us right back. I'll get you back up. Ed, what's going on, pal? How are you?
Good morning, John. Yeah, I would have to disagree about the Giants being a better team from last year.
Why is that?
And I just pretty much would say because the past 2 years we've been 9-7, mm-hmm. and then the year before that we were 10-6 but missed the playoffs.
Okay.
Then the year before that we were 8-8. I think so. I just don't see. I don't see the moves that we made will make this team a better team, especially losing OC, losing Kenny Phillips, Martellus Bennett. Brandon Myers might be a better tight end than Bennett, but I think talent wise he isn't better than Bennett. And just for the fact that I was going to ask you and also Len, if we miss the playoffs this year, do you think this should be Coughlin's last year? Because I really don't see how the Giants could possibly go into next year with Coughlin again, having missed the playoffs 4 out of 5 years. Yeah, we won a Super Bowl twice, but you know, I just don't see this team as capable of getting past the Skins and the Eagles and the Cowboys. And I really believe if we miss the playoffs, Coughlin should step down. And I just want to get your take on that. Do you think this is to be a last year if we miss the playoffs?
Honestly, Ed, I think Tom Coughlin will coach the New York Football Giants as long as Tom Coughlin wants to coach the New York Football Giants. That's assuming that you don't have some type of epic disaster year where you're looking at, 5-11, 6-10, and there's controversy and it's a huge mess. If you get one of those years, all bets are off. But if the Giants win 9 games this year and miss the playoff by a game, Tom Coughlin, I don't think, is going to go anywhere. I don't think he's ready to retire. He still lives and breathes this stuff. I don't know what he would ever do if he didn't have this job to come to every day. He would drive Judy absolutely off the wall. I just don't see it. I get your point. Missing the playoffs, if they don't make it this year, 4 to 5 years is not a good number. It's not a good number. But 2 Super Bowls go a long way. You can make the argument Tom Coughlin's been the best coach in Giants history. That's not a hard argument to make right now. And
yes.
As long as he wants to coach the Giants, I think he will coach the Giants.
Yeah, I mean that's a fair point, but I'm just saying is that almost every year he's coached, we start off either 5-1, 6-2. So if we start off that same way again, 6-2, and then finish 3-5, and then fall to 9-7, miss the playoffs. How many times do we have to go through the same thing every year with the coaching staff? He's fired coordinators. He's gotten rid of players, so he's placed the blame on coaches and players. But when is the blame going to be put on Coughlin? And for us to see this happening year in, year out, 6-2, and fall 3-5, and then always finish at 9-7. To me, the Giants had the talent to be like 11-12 win team, and I've always been saying that we're going to be 12-4, 13-3, top seed in the NFC. But just every year is the same story, 6-2, then we fall to 9-7, 8-8, And for the past 2 years, the defense has finished really poorly. So, I mean, I don't know. You know, he went through Tim Lewis. Sheridan had 1 year only, got fired. Now Perry Fuel, if he doesn't get this defense to at least finish like in the top 20, I mean, Coughlin, I don't see how we could go and fire Perry Fuel again and bring in like another coordinator. So to me, I think if it doesn't work out this year, I think every championship team has its run, and winning it twice, I think that would be good enough for Coughlin's run. But I don't see Coughlin having the staying power to either fire Gilbert or Perry Fuel again, and then start all over and hire like another coordinator and then keep the same scheme.
Well, I hear you, but I'll say this in terms of their late season collapses. In my opinion, it's been a product of the schedule the last few years. The Giants have always had a stacked schedule end of the season, and they've had to play tougher games. That being said, this season, to me, the schedule is more balanced. The first eight games aren't that much easier than the last eight games. You know, in that final eight, you get to play Oakland at home, you get to play San Diego, and you get to play Detroit. Three teams that all, I believe, picked in the top 10 this year in the NFL draft. So, and you get Green Bay, who the Giants have had their number at home. You get Seattle at home. You get Washington at home. Five of your final eight games are at home. So this year, the Giants have no excuse, barring any sort of catastrophic injuries, obviously, for ending the season poorly.
No excuse, exactly. And I'm really hoping for like a 10-10 win season, because I just know that just minus the 2 years that we won it all, just take away those two Super Bowl years, every year before that and after that has been like a devastating season. Like we've lost like crucial games toward the end of the year that just killed the season. Every year, just minus the Super Bowl year, it's been like a devastating loss. So I'm just saying, but you know, the Giants either win it all or just lose badly. So if we can't at least have like a playoff run, like at least get to the playoffs, at least win one playoff game, I just don't know why we should go for it again with Coughlin. I mean, I love Coughlin and everything, but you know, maybe, you know, Terrell Thomas had it right, you know, this spring when he was saying this might be his last year. And I just hope we could actually get to the playoffs and actually, you know, do something instead of missing the playoffs and you know, having bad division losses, bad home losses that just killed the season. So another thing with Eli, too, you know, I really think this is his season to try to have his best season. You know, he's always been around the 85 rating, you know, passing about almost 15 to 20 picks every year.
Yep.
He has to try to have his best to have like a 95 quarterback rating or even higher, because you know, I think he's getting paid too much money to be, you know, giving us 87 quarterback rating, barely 60% passing. You know, that's not good enough for him. So this is his year to try to have his best year stat wise.
All right, I appreciate the call.
Thanks,
man. You know what? You don't hear that very much, and I disagree with that on Coughlin. I don't think, even when they've had their issues, I don't think Tom Coughlin's the problem. And I do think Eli needs to have a bounce-back year. No question about it. He totally does. He wasn't great last year, and I think he needs to bounce back and you know, be a little bit better. And a lot of that has to do with Akeem Nicks being hurt, too. And he did his best last year dealing with those injuries at wide receiver. But Eli does need to play a little bit better. I don't disagree with Ed there. But I don't think Tom Coughlin's going anywhere. All right, I got three calls on the line. I will take three more calls, and then we're going to say goodbye. But I'll knock through them real quick. And I'll go back to Leonard Maryland. Leonard said he thought the Giants would win 11 this year. Wouldn't be shocked that they won 12. Now, Len says they're going to go 5-1 in the NFC East. I think that's pushing it a little bit, Len. But you really think they can go 5-1 against the Cowboys, the Eagles, and the Redskins, a division they barely got the 3-3 against last year, even though the Eagles are terrible at the end of the season?
Well, John, it's just a matter of opinion. But I think the answer to that question is yes. I think we've gotten better. If we stay healthy, particularly with Eli, we get Victor back on the contract. I think we're going to roll, John. I really think we're going to roll. And you know, I think, you know, understanding the history of the loyalty culture on the administrative side of the Giants organization, Jerry stays as long as he wants, and Tom Coughlin stays as long as he wants, and I'm okay with that.
All right, Len. Okay, hold on. Okay, I hear you. All right, 5-1 NFC East. I want to go to your NFC North games now for a second. I want to go through this with you. At Chicago,
okay.
Home versus Minnesota, at Detroit, and then home versus the Packers. What do the Giants do in those four games versus the NFC North?
I think we can go. I think we go 2-2.
Okay, so right now you're at 7-3. Then you have the four games against the AFC West. You have home versus Oakland, at San Diego, at Kansas City, home versus Denver.
Well, certainly we can go 2-2, maybe 3-1.
All right, I'll be generous, and we'll go 3-1. That'll put the Giants' record then at, let's see, that would put them at 10-4, correct?
10-4.
Yes,
right.
And then they have the two final games, which are not easy by any means, home versus Denver and at Carolina. And I assume you're going to say they're going to split those games.
Well, that would be the logical way to go. Yeah. So what do we got? I'm at 11-5,
man? You have them at 11-5. That's your formula. But, you know, I think it's important to note, though, for them to go 11-5, and I think the way you broke this down is good, they're going to have a lot more success in the division than they had the last couple of seasons.
Well, it's time to do that. I agree. And you would probably agree, and I think the thinking inside that Timex Center is it's time to do better in the division, particularly home division games. You know, we got to win those home division games to start with. If we go 3-0 in those home division games, we're on our way to the 5-1, John.
I'm with you. Thanks, Len.
Okay, take care.
Hey,
bye.
Be good. 201-939-4513. Let's go to Ron in Princeton. Ron, what's going on, pal?
Hi, John. John, you motivated me to call. I listened to the show, but I didn't rarely call.
Hopefully I didn't anger you, Ron.
What?
I'm hoping I didn't anger you, Ron.
You sure did.
Oh, how so?
Well, your comment about, I wonder if Tom, Tom is not going to know what to do when he's at home, and his poor wife is going to have to deal with that. You know, as Giant fans, I'm glad of everything he's done for us, but quite honestly, if you have 2 or 3 or 4 years of non-performance, that should be irrelevant, and you're bringing emotions into it.
Oh, well, honestly, I was just making a joke with that. That's going to have that's going to have no bearing on what the Giants decide to do with Tom Coughlin, but the fact remains is that this ownership group has seen this head coach win 2 Super Bowls, and that's 2 more Super Bowls than any other head coach has won over the past, I believe, 7 or 8 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
So,
the question is how much value do you put into that before you say enough is enough?
Hey, look, and I think to a certain extent the critics are right. Look, the Giants haven't had a dominant regular season really since 2008. Under Tom Coughlin as head coach, they've only had 1 dominant regular season, and that was 2008, and we all know how badly – that season ended. So, to a certain extent, I get what you're saying, but the Giants organization is extremely loyal. And based on how I see them operate, I would be shocked if they take this job away from Tom Coughlin unless he wants to leave it.
Yeah, I do agree with you on that perception of it. But the one gentleman I called before who was criticizing Coughlin, he made some great points, especially about the defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you start rattling off the ones that he's hired, and except for Spagnuolo, and to a certain extent, Fuel, it's been bad. You know, and we had a pretty good talent level on defense. So
There is no question the underperforming defense has been the source of a lot of problems the last 3 or 4 years, and the only reason they actually won the Super Bowl in 2011, is because the defense magically turned it on the last 4 games in the playoffs, something they didn't do the whole regular season.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks anyway, John.
Hey, Ron, no problem. Thanks for calling, man. Anytime. Hope to hear from you again.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Be good. 201-939-4513. Didn't mean to anger Ron. Never try to anger people. And no, I'm not saying, well, the Giants are not going to say, well, you know, Tom wants the job, even though it's going to hurt the organization, we're going to keep him as head coach. That's obviously not what the Giants are going to do. That's silly. But the Giants will keep Tom Coughlin around because they think he's the best coach for this city, for this group, for this quarterback. And keep this in mind too, folks. If you make the move away from Tom Coughlin, unless you're promoting Kevin Gilbride to head coach, you're changing your offense. And you're taking Eli Manning out of the same offense he's been a part of for 8-9 years. Is that something you want to do? And you're taking your receivers out of the offense in which they've been very successful. Is that something you want to do? Eli's a very smart guy. He's capable of learning a new system. He's capable of bringing these wide receivers into a new system and having success. No question about it. That being said, I don't think you want to bring Eli Manning out of the system before you have to. Because he's shown that he can play big in big spots, win Super Bowls, and have a lot of success in this system. And I hesitate before I simply take him out of it. Final call of the show at 201-939-4513. Steve's down in Washington, D.C. Steve, what's going on, pal?
Hey, what's happening, John?
How are you?
Hey, listen, I'm good. How you guys doing today?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good. Great. Listen, I'm with Lynn. You know, I see us going 11-5 this year. You know, and let me tell you why, you know, because I'm going to say a couple crazy things. You know, maybe it's because I'm on the beltway going in late, but let me just say this.
No problem.
First of all, I agree that this will probably be Tom Coughlin's last year, and I'll tell you this. First of all, we know he can stay as long as he wants to, but I think he's going to retire at the end of this year, and I don't think we can hold Bill Cowher out of football another year, because I think he will step in and be the next Giants head coach. You can quote me on that because I'm Big Blue for life. I know it's frustrating. I think Bill Cowher has been waiting to get back to football for the job. And I think this year, whether we win the Super Bowl, which I hope we do or not, I think it'll be Bill Cowher in the future, whether it's this year or next year. But with that said, what the difference of this year and why we're going to go 11-5 is this. We have definitely bolstered our defensive line without question. That's what hurt us last year. We couldn't stop the run. I believe we'll do a much better job at stopping the run, and we will have a better running game. And not only that, Eli will have his best year as a Giant. I don't know, maybe it's talking about having a viable backup behind you. I don't know, but I just felt like he was going to have a good year anyway. I know his job is secure, but I really think we're going to go 11-5 this year. So, you know, I really feel like I said, you know, the key is that we're going to be able to stop the run, you know. What do you think as far as, you know, what would be the difference of us going 9-7 to 11-5 this year?
Well, that's a good question. Well, I mean, the easy answer is health, but that's kind of a cop-out. So let me think. I think the quality and consistency of the pass rush, I think that will be the difference between 9-7 and 11-5. Because if you don't get that pass rush, I think you're still going to see some of those big plays in the passing game. That's going to hurt this team. So if the pass rush can get back to what it was a couple years ago, I think there's a decent chance the Giants win 11 games. How about that?
I mean, fair enough. But I really kind of feel like just being able to stop the run and getting the ball back into our offensive hands. And, you know, not to mention, I know we'll have a better, you know, our receiving, you know, outcome this year as far as having, you know, Hakeem back healthy. And hopefully Victor Cruz under a long-term contract. You know, nevertheless, I think it's going to be a great season, and I'm looking forward to it. You know, and thanks again for always taking my call. Great show, and I appreciate it. Thanks,
Steve. Anytime, man. Appreciate it. Great job on the phone today, folks. Tomorrow on Giants.com, we'll have a little OTA preview with Michael Eisen. Well, I'll talk about some of the position battles that are going to take place in training camp. That should be in OTAs, and then minicamp, and then training camp in August, obviously. And later on today, we'll have some thumbs up on Giants.com. I'm trying to figure out what still, but we'll figure it out. Everyone, great job on the phone. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. on Giants.com. See you then. Have a good one.